My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The first thing I said when you swing this club is do not let go of the club.
Now, more Dukes and Bell. Live from the PGA Tour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno's been sitting in. By the way, thank you, brother, for being here this week. Tomorrow, John Vricky is going to sit in with me.
That's wonderful news.
And he'll be here with me at the Tour Championship. But do want to give you some props and appreciate you being here. Hey, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott says he does not need a contract extension done before the season starts September 8th against the Browns.
Because he's also not going to get one.
That's correct. He said today, I think it's a lot of this, ifs and ands and buts and blah, 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 blah. But he went on to say, however, it doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you. It doesn't matter to him. You don't think it matters that he just saw CeeDee Lamb get taken care of and you were the MVP runner-up last year in the in the NFL?
Nope.
You don't think it matters?
Nope, because he's going to get paid big time this offseason.
If.
Does not care.
If.
If what?
If he doesn't get injured.
I mean, look, I don't know how much that's going to affect his standing as far as how much he'll get paid or when he'll get paid, but he's still going to get paid. Like, I don't think at this one, there's enough of a track record there that we're pretty clear on what Dak is as a quarterback. And, you know, the point simply being that we all know what his value is. It's pretty clear at this point.
By the way, Jerry Jones said that, listen to this quote, Zeno. You can easily say, if you haven't seen it by now, you haven't seen it.
Talking
about a deal. He says, I'm such a big fan of Dak and appreciate all of the great things that we all know that is there, and I appreciate his work ethic and blah, blah, blah. I can't tell you how proud I am of him and that we've got him on this year's team to start this campaign. But I ain't cutting the check. He didn't say that part. I said that. But I mean, really, you're complimenting him and saying all these wonderful things, but at the end of the day, you're like, eh, it doesn't matter. All right. Just getting you updated.
Okay.
No deal for Dak Prescott. Let's hear from Bijan Robinson, who was speaking. He went on the Jim Rome show. This hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. 7 o'clock, by the way, Turtles got you for 30 more minutes. And then we've got college football tonight, North Carolina at Minnesota.
Yeah, buddy.
So stay tuned, and we are your home for college football throughout the course of the season, guys. So as all things play out this season, make sure you are here. Here is Bijan Robinson talking about, you know, the connection with Kirk Cousins. And I thought this was interesting because he says, I've learned already how to be a better professional just being around Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, so our chemistry, you know, we got into the ground running immediately when he showed up. And, you know, with him, you know, his experience and just the time of him being in the NFL has been, you know, awesome for him in his career. But I think with him here, like, he's found a different motive on how he goes about his business, on how he approaches the game. Because obviously we're all trying to win the big one, but you know he understands that it takes, you know, it steps at a time, and you know we're not trying to, you know, obviously we're trying to win every single game one game at a time. But you know, he understands how to do it in a way that brings everybody together on the offense, on the team. And, you know, even his leadership, like him teaching me how to be a better leader has been amazing for me, and especially for other guys too. But
what's your expectation for him? What's your expectation for Bijan Robinson?
I mean, the sky's the limit, right? Especially in this offense. You know, I mean, if the fantasy nerds have any say, he's going to have an amazing year.
Nerds!
Because they're all drafting him as the second running back off the board for the most part behind Christian McCaffrey.
Yes, they are.
And if that's any telling the way Christian McCaffrey's usage rate is and what he's used for and how dynamic he is, well, then that is something that will absolutely be successful. Look, you got to think peak Dalvin Cook with Kirk Cousins, right?
Yep.
You got to think, you know, peak Todd Gurley, you know, in with the Rams. That was before McVay got there, right? No, he was there at the Super Bowl.
No, he was there.
Yeah.
He was there.
You got to think peak Todd Gurley with McVay, right? Like, that's where you are with Bijan. And that's kind of what I think the ceiling starts to look like, or at least the floor to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think the sky's the limit. I feel like this is going to be the breakout year. He had a really good rookie season, by the way. People just don't realize because the record was not indicative of.
Sure, and he also didn't get to the 1,000-yard
count. Correct.
I think like 40 yards, not that that matters to anybody, but neither here nor there.
Yeah. Here is Bijan Robinson talking about Kirk Cousins. He went on the Jim Rome show. This is Robinson.
He's definitely ready to go. You know, he looks amazing. Like, it looked like he'd even tear his Achilles. I mean, dude's out here sprinting in practice and just having fun with it. So, like, I know he's amped up. I know he's ready to go. But just to see, like, his progress from when he got here to now and seeing how ready he is, like, I'm excited for him.
Yeah, I think everybody is. We said this. We've been watching him at camp. And over the last 4.5 weeks, he looks fine. And that's all I can tell Falcon fans. Like, if you're concerned about it, don't be. He's not shown any signs whatsoever of slowing down or, for that matter, being hampered by any rehab that he had to go through with this Achilles. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at the Tour Championship. We'll get you caught up also on the leaderboard as Scottie Scheffler has finished up. Day one is in the books. We will be back out here tomorrow, along with Andy and Randy, by the way, tomorrow, and we'll see how things shake out. I was just telling Zeno, I do not like the fact that they start with the lead the way this is set up because it sets up Scottie Scheffler, who won the most on tour, and I get it, but it sets him up, you know, he comes in, he's got a 2-stroke lead. Today he's 6 under. And all of a sudden, even if you played well today, you're still 5 or 6 backs, shots back.
Well, Xander, who's in second, only shot 1 under, which theoretically would be a good day. Just
yep.
Not when the guy in front of you shoots 6 under.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that. Let's hear Bijan talk about Raheem Morris and how he's helped his game take it to another level.
You know, I'm just so fortunate that God blessed me to have him as a head coach, you know. You know, obviously, like, everybody loves him as a man, as a coach. But, you know, for me and his relationship, you know, I think that got built, you know, immediately just because, you know, he's really good with, you know, asking questions like how are you, you know, today or how do you like this or how do you like, you know, he's really good at that. But I think even on the field, like, for how positive he is, you know, he's always challenging me to be the best player I can be. So, you know, I had a couple practices like, you know, sometimes I'll be a little tired on, you know, a rack that I just ran. And he's like, you know, what could you do if this was the game? Like, or how could you put more? But he does it in such a positive way. It's like, you have to do it. So it doesn't matter how tired you are. Like, you got to be like, ah, all right, I got to do it for him. Like, come on, let's just go. But just having him push me like that, you know, obviously it's going to take all of our games to the next level. But, you know, for me, and it's definitely took my game to a new level, especially for this offseason.
Raheem Morris being what? Players coach, right?
I get nervous with that sometimes.
Relating to his guys, understanding his guys, pushing his guys, and the guys respecting him enough that they want to buy in and do what he's asking them to do.
You know what the problem with players coaches is?
What's that?
You're a players coach until you're not, which essentially means as long as you win, you're okay. The minute you lose, everything goes helter-skelter.
Yeah.
We saw that with Dan Quinn. Guys loved him. Until they didn't.
Isn't it the same way, though, Belichick? Do you think he was a player's coach? At the end, everybody's talking about how he didn't even speak to guys in the hallway.
No. I mean, but Tomlin's not a player's coach. No, Mike Tomlin's never been held with the player's coach moniker. John Harbaugh's never been held with the player's coach moniker. These are guys who just play with standards. This is a football team. This is a business. This is an organization. We show up to work, and we execute, and we get things done. Those are the guys who last the longest. Because players are fickle, man, and players come and go.
Oh, they do.
And, you know, their emotions and their swings and everything else, I would never want the moniker of a player's coach if I was a head coach.
It's not a bad thing, though.
It can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. Players coaches always seem determinant on winning. There's no such thing as a player's coach when you're 3-14.
No, but the goal is for everybody to win. I mean, at the end of the day, if you don't win enough, you're fired, whether you're a player's coach or not.
When you're bad, right, and you're a player's coach and you're undisciplined, you make penalties, what do we say? That's coach's fault. He's too nice to these guys, too loyal. Start locking these guys up, right?
I think the narrative switches as quick as the wind. It gets to respect. And by the way, you bring up Quinn. He got in over his head. We know that at the end, right? It had nothing to do with players liking him. He's trying to do too much. And by that time, it was already over. All right, we're going to come back. SEC announces a new uniform injury reporting policy. And Kirby says he's all good with it.
Right.
But what's it mean for people like you? I don't mean you. I'm talking about Zeno.
Oh.
I'll explain when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Golf 101. The fundamentals of the full swing.
Yeah! Good shot.
Thanks to tee off.
Back to more Dukes and Bell.
Live from the landing at the Tour Championship.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Obviously, it's the Braves, and there's Philly series that starts tonight. 4 games over the next 4 days could determine what the Braves do in the month of September. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno filling in for Mike today. That is obviously the most important story. But, Zeno, I also think a story that we're going to be talking a lot about throughout the college football season is what the SEC is doing. But it's one of these things that if you don't gamble or you're not into gambling or you think that the injury report is not important, then you might look at this one way and say, all right, what's the big deal? But SEC schools, for conference games only, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, will have to submit available reports 3 days before each conference game with an update
each day, as well as a final report 90 minutes before kickoff. Now, you and I both know this has never been a big deal, right? If you had somebody that you knew in a program and he said, hey, by the way, such and such is sick, you might be the only one that knows that, and the kid may or may not play, but it wasn't a big deal. Now they are telling everybody in the SEC that they're going to have to supply these reports. Zeno, you and I both know there's only one reason for this. Gambling. There's only one reason for this.
Yeah, I mean, that's
why else are schools being forced now in this day and age? I said this to you. 20 years ago, nobody cared about the injury report except who? Gamblers. So athletes will be given a designation of available, probable, questionable, doubtful. Sound familiar? Because that's what they do in the National Football League. And so on Sundays, when you're looking at games and you're going, oh, such and such may not play, many of you might look at it from a fantasy football perspective. But schools that fail to provide accurate and timely reports face fines. $25,000 for the first offense and $100,000 for the third. What's going on here?
I mean, look, there's obviously a gambling component to this, right? I mean, the NCAA and television advertisers are in bed with the sports books, just like the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball are. I mean, it's not, you know, it shouldn't surprise anybody. But for a while, it has been the Wild West. I mean, there's another component to it other than just the sports betting. It's fair to let other teams know what the status of players are, right? I mean, that's, you know, there's a certain amount of coaching and gamesmanship to this that's taken part in this whole thing. That means that, you know, these coaches are going to have to, you know, prepare a certain way or know what a guy is and know what a guy isn't. I, as much as it's a gambling thing, Carl, I just think in general it's been the Wild West with this, whether you find out 10 minutes before kickoff whether a guy is starting.
True.
That's ridiculous.
It's,
I mean,
true.
You know, when the NFL first started their injury reports, it wasn't about gambling at its height, right? Like, it's different now. The point is that college has gotten away with this for a really long time of not having to do this, and now gambling is just another reason to push this forward, that it's time to start making injury reports a real thing in college football.
Kirby Smart, by the way, for the Dogs, who play Clemson on Saturday. More on that game tomorrow as we'll dive in. And more in-depth analysis. Says, we will abide by the rules they give us. It's the same as the NFL, Smart said. Yes, it is, Kirby. And he says, they've done it for years. It keeps the pressure off our kids for people reaching out to them and trying to get information on betting sites. He's absolutely right. And that gets back to me saying, I've had that happen where you know somebody and they say, oh, such and such is not 100%. Oh, okay. I'm not gambling on the game. I don't care, but it will have an effect on the outcome of the game. And so Smart is usually protective of injury and availability information. And he said, this is a direct quote from him, I just want to say that if a guy can play or not, if it's game time and it's a game time decision and a kid goes out and he works out and he can't go, then he can't go. He says, I think everybody's trying to make this a big deal about deception or misleading. And I do think there is gamesmanship that goes on in college football with coaches where, hey, is their quarterback playing? Is their star running back playing? Is their star wide receiver or linebacker playing? And if he's been hurt all week and the rumors coming out of wherever are saying, hey, he may not play, it becomes a big deal. Now you have to disclose that information. So, to your point, there's gambling aspect of this, but there's also the, hey, who am I facing on Saturday?
Yes.
Who's coming out of the tunnel and who's playing quarterback,
again,
et cetera?
Case in point, we don't know if Etienne is suspended or not yet.
That's right. Like, that's right.
It's ridiculous. Okay? I mean, like, forget the gambling aspect. It's just flat out ridiculous. There's no reason that Clemson and Dabo Swinney and the entire staff should have to know whether the guy's suspended or not. So, you know, I mean, when they put the injury report together, if a guy is not playing or he's suspended, that's going to be on the injury report, right? It's, I mean, that includes suspensions? Are we assuming it does or it doesn't?
It should.
I assume it does, right?
It should. It should. By the way, Georgia's first conference game comes against Kentucky. It's September 14th. That'll be the first time they'll have that availability report to be released, and that'll come out on Wednesday. They play Saturday, and that's when the first one comes out, and then they'll assess as they move along. You guys can hit us up. Put them up. See Dukes, Mark Zeno, at Mark Zeno, and find us at Dukes and Bell 929 and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. I'm just curious to see what people think. A lot of people see this and go, oh, it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. I do now.
I mean, again, I see both sides of it. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but the fact that they are doing it, going to institute it, and they're going to, you know, theoretically fine teams for it, fine schools for it.
Yeah. $100,000 for the third.
I mean,
mishap.
How many coaches are going to be in AD's offices on Mondays with a letter from the NCAA going, you botched up the injury report again, coach. That's $300,000 that you're costing us. We're taking that out of your salary next time.
Yeah, Yeah. I don't know how it's going to play out. Maybe it's something that these coaches have been knowing about, and Kirby says they will abide by the rules.
All these coaches have been gaming the system. I mean, you know, now they just have to game a different system. That's all it is. We'll just leave them as questionable. You know, we'll just leave them as questionable. Like, the NFL looks at injury reports closely, right? And if a guy is doubtful, you know,
he's probably not playing.
And he shows up at practice.
Yeah.
He better be questionable very soon.
Well, in the NFL, too, here's the other thing. And we're going to let you hear from Danny Cannell, by the way. Stopped by earlier in the show talking college football. Big games tonight. And then, obviously, what does he think about Clemson and Georgia? We also get into the Texas A&M Notre Dame game. It's coming up here in less than 10 minutes. The other thing is, in the NFL, if a guy usually doesn't practice, and this is what we don't know in college football because a lot of the practices are closed. You right. don't get access. So if a guy doesn't practice for the first 3 days of an NFL week, we get to Friday and he doesn't practice, you know, we're usually saying, oh, he's probably not going to play. You don't know if that's going on in college football or not. So we'll see how it plays out. It's a different thing that will happen again with college football, conference games for the SEC, but it's never happened. And all these coaches have tried to play the game, as Zeno said, and make sure that nobody really knew what was going on, whether a kid was hurt, sick, or otherwise. All right, we're live at the Tour Championship. By the way, Scottie Scheffler had a really good day. 6-under today for mm-hmm. Scottie Scheffler. Xander Schauffele was 1-under. I'm surprised he didn't play better. But
Scheffler didn't even have to use his AK.
I know. But
it was a good day.
But you know what? This heat might have played a role with a bunch of guys.
Some of these guys, yeah, a little adjustment to it. I mean, it wasn't this hot yesterday.
No.
It certainly was warmer today than it was yesterday. And so, I mean, you know, the guys who had the early tee times might have benefited from it just because it might have been that hot. But, it might have caught some guys off guard.
All right. We're coming back. Danny Cannell stops by the show. Also, Turtle has a bridge show tonight. In between the time we get off and the start of the North Carolina and Minnesota game. So make sure you stick around for that. We're your home for college football. We're live at the Tour Championship. Danny Cannell next.
Crowds, the sensational golf, the thrilling finish, and
now more PGA tournament coverage continues with Dukes and Bell live from the landing at the Tour Championship
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, we're going to keep you updated on the leaderboard, what's going on out here, what's going on there. We need to talk to our man, though, Danny Cannell, and we love talking to him. He is brought to you by Bet On, brought to you by Online, and with college football season officially kicking off. And you know, listen, I know, Danny, I'm sorry about last week. You know, what do you want me to say? Florida State, oh, my goodness, Georgia Tech. But I'll tell you, the slate of games that we have, even starting tonight, and I want to talk to you about Colorado playing and Deion and all of that, and then we get to, you know, Saturday, Georgia, Clemson, and, you know, Sunday, Texas A&M. We got Texas A&M and Notre Dame, all these big games. So it's a great weekend. I'm glad, great weekend. Glad to have you here, but I do want to get your thoughts on Florida State because a lot of people feel like, okay, that loss now puts them in a position where they can't screw up again the rest of the season. And I'm going, wait a minute, 12-team playoff, that's not the case, right?
You are 100% right, and it's great to talk with you guys. Thankfully, I did not go to Ireland. I was this close to going. I know Mike Bell's over there still, like, and I wonder how the rest of that trip ended up after that loss. But I am very glad I didn't go. But to your point, like, and I saw, you know, a couple segments across on TV that, you know, people are writing off Florida State. Teams can get better. Like, that's the one thing I think we forget, and this is the beauty of the 12-team playoff, the expanded playoff, which there are some fans which say, well, this diminishes, you know, the regular season, and that season loss doesn't hurt as much as it would in previous past. Go tell that to Mike Norvell and those players right now who are devastated from that loss. But they can come back, they can bounce back, they can improve on some of the mistakes that they made, and they can play themselves, and they can play themselves back into the conversation. So I love your point. I think it's something I would be absolutely telling my team, and I would be telling half the teams that are going to end up on the losing side this season. The season is not lost. We don't have to give up hope. Most importantly, we can get better. We can get in a sport with so much turnover in the transfer portal, guys coming and going. It's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride for a lot of programs that have so many new faces on their roster.
Georgia being one of those programs, no more Brock Bowers, no more Ladd McConkey. I mean, obviously still Carson Beck's there, but a whole bunch of defensive players now after the draft from last year. And look, this is the toughest schedule this team has had to play in easily 5 years here, Danny. With the state of transition on the offense and where they are, it's easy to assume they'll lock and reload. Do you think that, it is that easy for them?
No, I don't think it's that easy for anybody, especially with a schedule that's as tough as theirs. And starting off with Clemson, I know, you know, it's a heavy favorite. It's almost two touchdowns. I look at that game, and I think Clemson's defense is going to be a really good challenge for Georgia. And to your point, like and they're number one for a reason. Like, I don't have any problem with that. They reload. Kirby's done such a good job through the portal and through recruiting primarily. Like, this is a lot of homegrown talent. But the status of Trevor Etienne is unknown. I don't know if there's been any news since the last 5 or 6 hours, but I know there's a lot of people saying that he probably won't play or definitely won't start. So you're already kind of, all right, without your lead back. And they do have depth there. But most importantly, you mentioned those two names, Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey. When I go back and watch film last year of Carson Beck, and like the Auburn game comes to mind. It was kind of close. The offense was a little bit sputtering. Who did he go to? He went to Brock Bowers. Like, and all of a sudden, he clicked. And that a lot of times is a quarterback security blanket, is that tight end position. And you can make an argument that Brock Bowers was really the offensive MVP the last three seasons. I know the quarterback and Stetson Bennett played good a couple years ago, but Brock Bowers meant so much to this offense. I'm very curious to see what the identity of this offense turns out to be. And I think it'll probably be physicality. I think that's what Kirby Smart will rely on early while the pass game kind of figures out some of Carson Beck's favorite weapons. I think they're going to be physical, and I would expect nothing less than a pretty nasty Georgia defense, because that's what they're giving you almost every year.
Danny Cannell joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, broadcasting live from the Tour Championship, guys. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Danny, what was your take on this whole Deion shutting the media down, or at least one columnist for the Denver Post? And then what kind of season do you think they have? They start tonight, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they're a favorite at home. I think it's 9.5-point favorite at home. But I think they're playing an established program that may be better than some people give them credit for. What do you make of the Colorado situation?
Carl, it's been like more drama once again. You know, like a team that already had so much drama last year, and a lot of it was on the field, a lot of it was off the field, and Deion's had his fair of spats. You know, I was in a little bit of a tussle with him last year over him saying he didn't graduate from Florida State, so why would he call himself a Seminole? Like, we got into it a little bit. So to the banning of the reporter, that to me just seems so unnecessary and so petty.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not been done before. I will say that. I saw a clip of Steve Spurrier when he was at South Carolina, and he had a feud with a reporter. I remember Urban Meyer when he was at Florida taking on some reporters. The thing that's very unique about this is the contractual obligation that Colorado has as a university, to back this policy and to say, you know what? Yep, whoever Deion doesn't want to talk to, he doesn't have to talk to. And then the aspect of, like, who got more favorable media coverage than Deion in Colorado last year? Like, they were a darling. They were sending Game Day and Big Noon on Fox, and everybody was writing about how Deion was changing the game, and they were 4-8. And now you want to challenge those people, those same people that gave you a lot of publicity, you want to challenge them? I think he runs the risk of turning a lot more media members on them, because no media member wants to feel like, uh-oh, if I say a bad thing, I'm going to be silenced. They don't want to have, or I'm going to lose access. So I'm very curious to see how this opener goes, because there's been a lot of distractions. There's a lot more new players who I do think this roster at Colorado is better. But North Dakota State, how about this stat? They are an FCS program, right? The smaller division of college football.
Yes.
They have beaten 6 out of the last 7 FBS opponents that they faced. So, like, they're more than capable of going toe-to-toe. And the names they've beaten Iowa, Iowa State. Like, there's some pretty big names. It's not like they're beating lower-tier Group of Five teams. They've beaten some powerhouses. So I think this could be a competitive game in the second half. And if they're getting over 10, which I think you can find at BetOnline, 10.5, I do like the underdog in North Dakota State.
Danny Cannell, former Florida State quarterback, former New York Giants quarterback, joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports.
Yeah,
I like me slipping that one in there,
this
Danny. Appreciate you. A lot of teams that typically we've looked at that failed to get over the hump. A lot of coaches, too, whether it's James Franklin, whether it's Lane Kiffin. You look at programs like Tennessee and you know, other USC and Lincoln Riley. Now that you have the expanded playoffs, a lot of these teams that couldn't get to the college football playoff before will get there now. But I don't know if that necessarily changes the view of these programs and these teams. Just because you get there in a 12-team playoff and you get bounced in the first round. Like, what is the perception for some of these programs? And is there one you think that will finally break through because of the 12-team playoff that will make some noise and probably get to either the semifinal or the final?
Oh, you gave a lot of them. And I would say Penn State's probably at the top of the list as a program who, if you go back and ran the numbers in the four teams in the college football playoff era with four teams, if there was a 12-team playoff and you did it based on ranking the top 12 teams, Penn State would have made it more than any other team. Like, they have just been on the outside looking in, and specifically in the Big Ten, they've been the third best team in the Big Ten behind Michigan and Ohio State. They just couldn't break through that barrier. I think it changes, like, the hope and the mindset of a team and a program like Penn State to see them get access to a playoff. But boy, it does matter what you do when you get there, right? Like, so, and I don't think it changes. I think it actually favors the expanded playoff. I think favors programs like Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, the powerhouses of college football, because they have more depth. And a lot of times for them, access is a big issue. Like last year, Georgia might have been the best team in the country, but they didn't get an opportunity to prove it. They lost that chance with losing in the SEC championship game. They could have a similar situation unfold this year, come just short of expectations. You're bummed, but guess what? You got a chance to beat up on some teams like they did to Florida State in the Orange Bowl last year and unleash some vengeance in an expanded playoff. So I think it does help them. You mentioned Ole Miss. I think they're clearly a candidate. I think, you know, some teams in the ACC that, you know, would only get one team. Maybe there's a chance for an ACC team like Miami or Clemson or even Florida State, even after a loss, that could salvage a season by getting there. And I do think it brings a little bit more parity to the conversation of who gets there. But in the end, I don't think it changes the powerhouses who win the championship at the end.
I like A&M this weekend, man. Do you?
Me too.
Do you? Danny?
All right, so now you guys are terrifying me because I was so confident in this pick, and a lot of people that I talked to are on the same boat, and we all know how that works, right? Like, it's never this easy. But I do. I like the Aggies this weekend for a few reasons. One, in the coach versus former player relationship that Mike Elko has, where he coached Riley Leonard, the quarterback at Notre Dame. They were both at Duke for the last two seasons. I give him the edge on, he knows tendencies more so than the quarterback would know the coach's tendencies, right? There's a higher football IQ of somebody who's been a football lifer than just a young college football player. So he'll be able to sort of know where Riley Leonard likes to escape the pocket, knows his favorite throws, his least favorite throws, how to potentially exploit those. And then you talk about a quarterback in Riley Leonard who's coming off not one but two surgeries to that ankle. He did have a little cleanup procedure in the spring. He missed some of the spring. So he's a very dynamic, athletic quarterback. How has that impacted his ability to extend plays and be that dynamic runner? And by the way, he's also missing his starting left tackle, who was being replaced by a true freshman at left tackle at Kyle Field, one of the toughest places to play. So, like, all of this stacks up, and I'm like, yeah, I love the Aggies too. The one thing I think that would concern me in this bet that I would say go ahead and take the Aggies is Notre Dame's defense will travel. Like, they're pretty stout. Marcus Freeman, defensive-minded coach, I think he'll have a game plan as well. So I also like the under in this game. So I like the Aggies and the under, a little bit of a defensive slugfest. But I like, so you guys are making me even more nervous about my A&M pick because everybody I've talked to is like, yeah, I love it. Never that easy, right?
No, it isn't. I mean, I got people there, and they're just telling me how different it is from what Jimbo was doing to what Mike Elko's doing and how the buy-in has changed. That enough tells me everything I need to know because it's never been about the athletes at A&M. It's just been about coaching. It's never been about having the players. And so that is why I'm buying in, especially to start a home game against Notre Dame. It's going to be a great game. Danny, we could talk college football all day, and we will with you next time. Danny Cannell, brought to you by Bet Online, guys. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Hey, I don't want to hear you guys complaining for these golfers saying it's too hot for them. Tell them to put on a helmet and shoulder pads and see how they feel then.
No doubt.
They're out there hitting a golf ball around. Come on.
Oh, it's true. And they're not even carrying their bag. I mean, seriously.
Right?
Oh, it's so true. Danny, thanks so much, man. We enjoy you.
Have a good one. See ya.
Thanks to Danny Cannell for stopping by. College football starts tonight. We got to get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Carl. Here we go. An Italian guy making his debut in Major League Baseball. Left-hander Sam Aldighieri, all right, is going to become the first pitcher born and raised in Italy to play in the United States in Major League Baseball when he starts for the Angels against the Seattle Mariners on Friday night. So a little shout-out to my Italian brethren, okay, Aldighieri, okay? We're wishing him well. We're saying good luck and chef's kiss to the Italian for the Angels.
Very nice. Hey, Dion, it's about winning. It's not about the hype. It's not about banning reporters from asking you or your players questions. Tonight it starts for Colorado as the college football season gets underway. We got past week zero, but can Colorado handle a North Dakota team at home? Everybody around the country is going to be like, really? They're better than you think. And Colorado better show up ready to play. But if they don't win six games and they're not bowl eligible this year, Dion, that's a problem. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're not as good as Scotty Shepard.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.